I think it is very, very important that you are here, because your blessings or your good wishes have brought forth such a wonderful devotee. Yes, I'm speaking of your son. And your very good characteristics as persons have attracted such a wonderful daughter-in-law as Anandini. You are very, very important in this marriage, because you have given birth to your son and attracted your stepdaughter. So I thank you very much for coming. I'm also very grateful that all the devotees have come to be here at this important, in this important church of the nature. And this is our dome, formed by the trees. Yes. I request all of you to be here with your best wishes in your heart, so that you can sanctify and bless the sacred marriage between Jagannath Mishra Prabhu and Anandini. I also want to take the opportunity to specially greet Anandini's best friend, Anupma, who has come. You have been together with Anandini since the beginning of her spiritual journey, so it's very important that you are here in this important crossroad of her development. In this wonderful temple of nature, I would like to discuss a little bit about the significance of a spiritual marriage. It will be a very nice subject matter, I think, which is of equal importance to all of you, but I really will address specifically the young couple. So, like we always do, we will sing a little Jai Radha Madhava with the Amala Harinam band. Maya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bipadi Jaya Giri Bharadari.
Gopiyana Vallava Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Girivara Dhari Yasoda Nandana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Jaya Jamuna Kiravana Chari Jaya Kunyamihari Jamuna Kiravana Chari Jaya Kunyamihari Jaya Jamuna Kiravana Chari Jaya Kunyabihari Jaya Jamuna Kiravana Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunya Bihari Radha Madhava Jaya Kunya Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunya Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava
the Hari
Bol.
Go, Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.
Thank you very, very much.
Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanya Gauranga Dvijanayaka Yatinam Nandinam Chaiva Nyasinam Chashiromani Raktam Baladara Shriman Navadvipasudakaraha Prema Bhakti Pradaschaiva Sri Sachinandanastata Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nittinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prajadine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskajare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Govaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. When I asked Anandini, when the marriage ceremony would take place, she said 12 o'clock. I asked, we are the Hare Krishna movement, we are either too early or too late, but never on time. Will it be this time on time? And at this moment Jagannath Mishra also entered our discussion about time. And both of them said to me, it will start at 12 o'clock because it has to start astrologically start at 12 o'clock. At that moment I knew what I would be talking about today. I will talk today about a marriage 500 years ago which had to start at 7:22 in the morning. For astrological reasons, because then somehow there was an auspicious influence for the marriage. Now the village in which the marriage was to take place was a remote village which could only be reached by boat. So the party of the bridegroom started the day before in the evening from their village to reach while swimming with the boat over the many rivers in the next morning, maybe at 6 o'clock, so that they could still dress properly for the marriage. Today we had an equipage of the the bride of Anandini, a beautiful dancing equip made out of residents of the heavenly planets. That was so wonderful when Anandini came down the stairs like a goddess, accompanied by other goddesses, just arriving from the heavenly planets or from the spiritual world. So, in my story, we have not a bride equipper, but a bridegroom equipper, which started very early from home to reach the village where the marriage was going to take place in proper time.
Koji su trebali, znači, da dođu ujutro rano do sela gdje je bila mlada, kako bi mogli vjenčani da počne na vrijeme.
They rented a big, big boat.
Oni su uzeli, znači, jedan veliki, veliki brod.
Maybe from here to the hut up there. Big boat.
Veliki brod koji je bio, znači, možda kao odavde do one gore kućice.
The whole village of the bridegroom wanted to see that marriage, and they all came in this big boat. They knew they would row throughout the night. And because they had worked the whole day, they soon went to sleep when they came to the big boat, to be well rested for the exciting day of the marriage.
Zato što su radili cijeli dan, bilo su jako umorni, čim su došli na brod, oni su rekli da su odmori, kako bi mogli da budu spremni odmori za taj uzbudljivi dan na čanu.
The bridegroom had many treasures, good clothes, grains, everything on board of that boat.
Mladoženja je imao puno bogatstva, puno žitarica, odjeća i svega, kako što je bilo na tom brodu.
And he told the boatmen, row like anything. I will give you an extra amount of money. We have to arrive so that I can marry at this astrologically auspicious time at 7:22.
Samo vesla dovoljno brzo, mi moramo da stignemo na vrijeme da se odrasti i da prošli razloga mora da počne 7:22.
So the man who owned the boat had already arranged many good rowers, with strong muscles.
Vlasnik broda je već aranžirao da tu ima nekih jakih veslača sa jakim mišićima.
He knew the river well and the many different branches from which they had to go to reach the village. He knew how important it was to reach early in the morning that village. And about 20 men rowed like anything throughout the night, sweating, the veins were protruding from all places of their body. But when the sun rose and they looked where they had arrived, they saw that they were still in the same village. Despite all their effort in very hardcore rowing, they had not moved even for 1 meter. Hare Krishna. What was wrong? The bridegroom said, you have ruined my life. Such an auspicious moment will never come back again. I think I marry another girl. He was so disappointed. And the boat people, Then I was shocked. This had never happened in the whole life of rowing career. They had sweated the whole night. But they had not moved even a centimeter. Not even half a centimeter. What was wrong? Those who know the story know the answer. And are afraid of the answer. Those who don't know the answer are curious for the answer and not afraid of it. The boat people had forgotten to take the anchor out. Anandini is from the island of Rab and knows what this means. When the anchor is in, there can be a good wind, good rowing, the boat will not move even for quarter of a centimeter. The spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada has interpreted this story for us. He has said that in spiritual life, if we want to progress and come to the place where we marry Krishna, where we develop our relationship with Krishna. It's very important that we take out the anchor of selfishness. I'm translating sense gratification with another word, selfishness. In a spiritual marriage, a marriage has to rest on the foundation of service. Service to each other. Helping each other in their journey. Look at the wonderful bridegroom and the wonderful bride, dressed in their best clothes today. You see an attractive young man, happily smiling, and similarly attractive young lady who is a little nervous. Is this all what you see? Both of them are eternal souls. Servants of Krishna. This is not their first marriage. In previous lives, they had similar experiences. They are ancient souls. They are divine souls. Part of God. And they have, in this lifetime, entered the auspicious process of self-realization and God-realization. These two are very special in the eyes of God, therefore.
And
they are similarly very special in the eyes of those who know them. We wish them that this, in this lifetime, they can learn their lesson to exchange this the desire for one's own gratification with a sincere desire to render service. When we base our endeavors on devotional service, when this marriage is a devotional marriage, then their life will be successful. They will reach their goal. But when they base their relationship on selfishness, they may make many endeavors, but they will not move even for 1/8 of a centimeter. I have been invited to speak at many marriages, but this is my best marriage. Listen, why? Because I do know Anandini very well, and I also, when I first saw Jagannath Mishra, I immediately knew from Krishna, they will be an ideal couple. I met Jagannath Mishra. I heard we met maybe earlier once in Croatia, but I just don't remember this. I remember meeting Jagannath Mishra Prabhu in the Sanskrit school of Gopi Paranadana. No, wrong. At the sacred mountain of Govardhan. It's the most auspicious place where you can meet in this universe. And we had just a brief conversation. I think my class was starting or something like this. But after the brief conversation, I knew, oh, that no, this is the ideal combination. And it is because I know these two devotees so well that I speak something very deep today. This marriage is for service if it should become a successful marriage. And with service, I mean three people. Krishna, your partner, and yourself. Yes, you also need to take care of yourself. I would love to read to you on this auspicious day the prayer of the lover of Krishna. With my body, mind and speech, may my love for the reddish lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu increase day by day. Let me have unflinching love for the pure Vaishnavas. Let me have love for the wonderful qualities of Krishna, like his mercifulness. Let me have love for the service of Krishna and the Vaishnavas. Let me have love for chanting the holy names of the Lord. Let me love those persons who have taken shelter of the Lord. Let me love those who are inclined to worship Him. And let me also love myself. Once again, let me also love myself. I will say it a third time. Let me also love myself. Who are inclined toward Krishna. Because if I love myself, I will attain devotion to Krishna. These are new words in an ashram. They sound a little bit like the New Age movement, not like the Hare Krishna movement. Many devotees listen to these tapes, so and sometimes they ask me, where did you get that from? This is so new. It's from the pen of Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Bhaktivinoda Vani Vaibhava. My dear devotees, my dear bride and my dear bridegroom, to love yourself means that you keep yourself fit to worship Krishna. It's like loving your car. You need to take care of it to reach your goal. In much the same way, you need yourself to reach the goal. You need the cooperation of yourself. Atma or self can mean the body, the mind, and the soul. So you need a physical basis in your life. You need some emotional stability and security in your relationship. Yes, and you need to be spiritually strong for this journey. You are inclined to Krishna. If you take care of yourself, it will not be a separated endeavor. It will be something which is very useful. Then only you will reach your goal. If you are physically or mentally or spiritually undernourished, you will have weak thoughts. A weak mind thinks weak thoughts. That means it won't act on the spiritual platform. So I sincerely wish you that in your marriage ashram or in your Grihastha ashram, you can be an example of others, and you can be well nourished on all the levels of the Atma. Once I was in a TV, there was a marriage and I gave a lecture in the German TV. And I wanted that they film the whole lecture, so I said something interesting. I said, this marriage is between three people, not two. Oh, they said, this is very interesting. This is very unusual. Who are the three, please? Who or who is the third? And I smiled my best smile and said, Krishna. Then I said, listen very carefully, this is the only marriage which you will see on TV between three people, so you better listen very carefully. Without God we are in the darkness. We need God to be in the light of knowledge. Just like we need the sun in order to see each other. When the sun sets, we don't see each other any longer and we can't have a marriage ceremony. We can't do anything with the setting sun. When we don't have the substitute, the electricity. So, in order to function, we need, or let us say like this, in order to see each other properly, we require the presence of God. When God leaves the center of our life and the center of our relationships, different shades of darkness enter. Just like if the sun was set, darkness would slowly enter in different shades of darkness. When God leaves our relationships, different shades of lust, greed, enviousness and illusion enter. Only when Krishna comes back into our relationship and the sun rises, will all these disturbing factors go. So on this auspicious day, I have brought a symbolic present. It's a candle with a light. This is my symbolic present to Jagannath Mishra and Anandini, that the, may always the light of Krishna be present in that relationship. And may the wind of this world not blow it out. You have to just like I'm protecting this light now, you have to protect this also in your relationship. The world is a stormy place. Protect your spiritual light always. Because then you will be able to see each other properly. So, you may need also some friends who help you. You may need your spiritual masters to help you. All right, I think my point is clear. From now on, this light can do what it wants. It has served its purpose. So if it goes out, it doesn't mean that Krishna leaves the relationship. But I want to ask Anupma Mataji to come and give this to the young couple. Be careful. I think it will work, yeah. Let us lovingly give our affection to the young couple. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. The last point I would like to make is that it is very, very advantageous for those who enter the spiritual life to enter the Grihastha ashram. Srila Prabhupada has often said that in these times the most advantageous ashram to practice spiritual life is really the Grihastha ashram. Everyone in this age needs support and strength. Sometimes the Grihastha ashram doesn't always offer encouragement. You know, I'm a monk, so often broken hearts from the marriage partner come to me, and I think, whoo, is it really the most advantageous ashram? It's really difficult to lead to have a peaceful marriage nowadays. So much misunderstanding. So often hurt is appearing. And then the finansiski problemski. Yeah. I still think the marriage ashram is very, very advantageous. But you have to know how to make it work. You have to enter with the right expectations. It's not an ashram where you just go in order to enjoy and fulfill all your unspoken needs. It's an ashram which brings responsibility with it. Responsibility towards each other. Responsibility towards your sacred vows. Responsibility also towards your goal. Then you will realize very quickly deep, deep lessons. But if you come with a selfish intention into it, it will not really work so well. So I'm very sure that Anandini and Jagannath Mishra, who have been such wonderful devotees and who are so nicely trained and whose character has endeared themselves to one and all, they will have the best marriage. I'm very sure.
Jako.
Yes. And I request all of you to bless this young couple from your heart. It's very nice that the parents are here who have been so helpful to the young couple to support them when they came back to Croatia.
Yeah.
Yes, so all the best from our hearts. Now we will turn over the microphone to our talented priest who is just studying the scriptures to make the best marriage ever. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki Gaur Premanandi Adi Adi Bo.